touched Jim.
给他一个愿意到南美洲去做宣教士的负担。
God gave him a heart to be willing to go to South America to do his mission work.
在圣经学院的时候,
when he was at Wheaton College,
他主修希腊文,
he majored in Greek.
他以最高的荣誉完成了他的学位,
and he graduated with the highest honors.
当时是1949年,
that was in 1949.
然后三年之后,
3 years later,
1952年,
in 1952,
他就放弃了他在美国舒适的生活。
He gave up his comfortable life in the States.
他踏足南美洲一个国家叫Ecuador,
and he set foot in Ecuador.
4年之后,
4 years later,
Jim Elliot, 这是他的全名字,
Jim Elliot, that was his complete name.
他被在Ecuador一个凶残的民族的人杀死。
He was killed by people from a murderous tribe in Ecuador.
那个民族的那个名字叫 Alca people.
The name of this tribe was called Alca.
当时他才29岁.
He was only 29 years old.
剩下他的年轻的太太.
So he left behind his young wife.
仍然年幼的女儿.
And very young daughter.
可是他的太太, 他的女儿没有放弃神给 丈夫的这个托付,
Yet the wife and the daughter did not give up the work of Jim.
因为他们愿意这样的留下, 他们这种的爱和宽恕原谅大大的感动了当地的人。
This great forgiveness actually touched the people of the Alca people and they had amazing success.
结果, Alca人很多很多都愿意去认识我们这位真神。
So the Alca people, a lot of them came to know Christ.
结果这个整个民族最后都变成了基督徒。
So the entire tribe became Christians.
今天,每当宣教士在宣教工厂在面对很大的挑战的时候,
Today, as a lot of missionaries are facing a lot of challenges,
当他们想到Jim Elliot, 他们的心里就得到很大的鼓励。
When they think about Jim Elliot, they are greatly encouraged.
Jim Elliot, 他为神非常荣耀地活了他的一生。
Jim Elliot, he lived his life to glorify God.
认识Jim的人说, 他在每一件事上都寻求神的旨意。
People who know Jim say that in everything Jim does, he seeks the Lord.
他凭着信心把他的一切都给了奥卡人。
He gave everything he had to the Alca people based on his faith.
Jim Elliot 曾经说过一句话,
Jim Elliot once said,
他说,如果愿意放弃他不能保存的东西,去得到那他不能失去的东西的人,这个人并不愚昧。
Jim Elliot said, He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to and he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
再重复一遍。Jim说,一个愿意去放弃他不能保存的,去得到他不能失去的,这个人并不愚昧。So
let's repeat this. Jim said, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
Jim就这样活出了他自己所说的话,他的信仰。So
he lived out what he believed.
他放弃了他不能永存的在美国的舒适的生活。He
gave up the comfortable life in the States that he could not keep.
他甚至放弃了他不能永存的肉体的生命。He
gave up the life that he could not keep, the earthly life.
他得到的是什么呢?
And what did he gain?
得到的是他永远不可以失去的奥卡人的宝贵的灵魂。He
gained the eternal soul that he could not lose, the soul of the Alca people.
一个愿意放弃他不能保存的,却得到他不能失去的, 这个人并不愚昧。
He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
回到现在的美国,
back to the States at the present.
你知道美国是全世界其中一个受教育最多的一个国家吗?
You know that the United States is one of the most educated countries.
根据今年的统计
based on statistics that came out this year,
由25岁到64岁这个年纪的，大概在美国当中有 38.4% 的人受过大学的教育。
38.4% of adults from 25 to 64 years old have attained a college degree.
可能在中国人当中，这么注重教育的中国人当中，这个比例更大。
Among the Chinese, I would suppose that the percentage might be even higher.
我们当中还有很多大学教授，包括 Sam.
Among us, there are a lot of college professors. One of them is Sam.
所以我们并不愚昧。
So we're not stupid.
我们很聪明。
We're clever, we're smart.
贝城华人基督教会的弟兄姐妹们一点也不愚昧。
Brothers and sisters of our church, we're not fools.
过去这个星期四，我和我太太到中国园去吃晚饭。
This past Thursday, my wife and I went to China Garden restaurant to have dinner.
那里的食物怎么样？我就不告诉你听啦。
I'm not going to tell you how the food was.
但当我停车之前，我发现在旁边是一个坟场。
When I parked my car, I saw a cemetery next to the parking lot.
这突然提醒了我关于人生。
And that reminded me of a fact of life.
这是我们肉体将来都会暂留的一个地方。
That is, we're all going there.
我们每一个人都会经历肉体的死亡。
We'll all experience the death of our body.
我们每一个人都是空手而来。
We all come here empty-handed.
你看躺在棺材里面的个个都是空手而去
And when we leave this world we go also empty handed
没人知道我们的生命什么时候结束
We don't know when our lives are going to end
所以一个有智慧的人他会在他还有生命的时候去做有永恒价值的事情
So someone who has wisdom will actually do things that have eternal value
其中一件可以做的有永恒价值的事就是帮那些没有认识真神的去认识真神。
And one of the things that have eternal value is to help those who have not known Christ to come to know Christ.
认识我们的救主耶稣基督，以致可以有永生。
So that they can know Christ and they can have eternal life.
如果你真的去跟你周围的人去传讲这个带给人永生的信息，将来你在天上会有很多的朋友。
If you spread this message about eternal life to other people, you're going to have a lot of friends in heaven.
他们会拥着你，感激你，因为透过你，他们得到永生。
They'll thank you because through you, they gained eternal life.
这个就是永远不可以失去的。
This is something we cannot lose.
那个愿意放弃他不能保存，去得到他不能失去的，并不愚昧。
He's no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
我们愿不愿意放弃我们身边很多不能带走的，去得到那我们不能失去的呢？
Are we willing to give up what we cannot keep to gain what we cannot lose?
好像 Jim Elliot 一样。
Just like Jim Elliot.
我们可不可以为神国做大事？
Can we do big things for God's kingdom?
你知道全世界各地最多没有信耶稣的人在哪里吗？
Do you know where in this world there are the most number of people who have not known Christ?
很多在东南亚
In Southeast Asia
很多在中东
And in Middle East
有一些在非洲
And some in Africa
那些人还没有听过福音
They have never heard the gospel
我们在 当中的很多已经听过很多次了
And those of you around here, a lot of you have already heard the gospel many times.
弟兄华人基督教会的弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么样可以为神国做大事呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can we do big things for God's kingdom?
希伯来书十一章八至十节告诉我们听，我们如何可以为神国做大事。
Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 to 10 tell us how we can make a big difference for God's kingdom.
让我们一起来看今天的经文。
So let's read the passage together.
希伯来书十一章第八节这样说： 亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去
Hebrews 11 verse 8 By faith Abraham when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance obeyed and went even though he did not know where he was going
第九节他因着信就在所应许之地做客好像在异地居住帐篷与那同门一个应许的以撒雅各一样
Verse 9 By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country He lived in tents as did Isaac and Jacob who were heirs with him of the same promise
因为他等候那座有根基的城就是神所经营所建造的
For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
在以下的大概30分钟以内，我们会看到什么才是真正的信心。
In the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to see what real truth, real faith is.
我们会看到我们怎么样可以活出一个真正的信心在我们的生命当中。
We'll see how we can live out a faith, a life of faith, and make a big difference for God's kingdom.
对，然后我们为神国做大事。
And we can do big things for God's kingdom.
首先，我们看到在亚伯拉罕信心之父身上的信心。
First, we're going to see the kind of faith that Abraham had.
信心像什么呢？
What is faith like?
信心是一个很抽象的东西。
Faith is something kind of abstract.
很多人都遇到他们给我一个圣经的答案的时候，像那些青少年都说 faith， 他们都会把这个当成一个其中一个答案。
A lot of times when I ask the young people about the Bible, they would give me sort of a standard answer, faith.
但我问他们究竟什么是 faith?
When I ask them what faith is,
这就是星期五晚上的事。他们说 trust.
And they say this is trust.
然后我说什么是 trust 他们说是 faith
and then I ask them what trust is and they'll say it's faith
我们做基督徒的不可以不明白什么叫做信心
we as Christians we cannot not understand what faith is
信心好像你去建造你梦寐以求的一间房子
faith is like building your dream house
首先第一
first thing
你要摆下你这个建造的房子的房脚石。
You have to lay the foundation of the house.
信心的房脚石就是要认识神是谁，他的主权计划是什么。
The cornerstone of the house is to know God and to know God's plan.
第八节说亚伯拉罕被神呼召。
Verse 8, Abraham was called by God.
他去到一个地方去承受他应得的神应许给他的这块地
To go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance
亚伯拉罕已经知道神是谁
Abraham already knew who God was
透过他的父亲他的父亲的父亲告诉他圣经所说的这位神才是真神
Through his father and through the father of his fatherwho told Abraham who the real, the true God is.
然后神就告诉了他神在他身上在他这个民族身上的主权计划。
And so God revealed to Abraham his sovereignty and his plan.
你知道神给亚伯拉罕还有他的后裔以色列人的应许在圣经的哪里吗？
Do you know where God promised Abraham, and to his descendants in the Bible.
在创世纪第十二章一到四节。
It is in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4.
这里十二章一节说，耶和华对亚伯兰说，就是亚伯拉罕，没有被神呼召得到应许之前的名字叫亚伯兰，说你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我要指示你的地方去。
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, here the Lord said to Abram, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国。
I will make you into a great nation.
我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，挪得也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年纪已经75岁。
So Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran.
所以信心好像是建造你梦寐以求的房子一样。
So faith is like laying the foundation of your dream house.
首先你要放下你这个梦寐以求的房子的房角石。
You have to first lay the cornerstone of this dream house.
就是对神的正确的认识，还有认识神在你生命当中的主权计划。
It's the knowledge of God and the knowledge of God's plan in your life.
第二，如果你想继续建造这个房子，你会怎么做呢？你会打地基。
So the second thing is to lay the foundation.
信心的地基就是要应同同意神的主权计划是好的。
And that is to agree that God's plan for you is the best.
我们看到第希伯来书11章第8节说，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
In Hebrews 11 verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
你看，亚伯拉罕不单停留在知识的这个阶段，他并且有行动，同意神的计划是好的，他就有行动了。
Abraham did not stop at the stage of just knowing God's plan. He also agreed with God's plan, so he acted out God's plan.
他同意神是可信的，是可靠的。
He agreed that God was trustable.
他同意神的计划对他是好的。
And he agreed that God's plan was good for him.
于是他就服从，他就去了。
So he obeyed and he went.
没有问任何的问题。
He didn't ask any questions.
信心第三所需要的一个元素，就好像建一个梦寐以求的房子，这是你需要一个建造的过程。
Third, building your dream house, building your faith is loving and committing to God's plan.
对，建造信心的这个房子，你需要有爱，有一个承诺。
And you have to have love, and you have to commit to the cause.
你要去爱神，承诺去履行神的计划。
You have to commit to God's plan.
希伯来书11章9节说，他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同门一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
Hebrews 11 verse 9, by faith Abraham made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country.
你看，亚伯拉罕坚定的要履行神给他的这个计划。
So he committed to the plan.With determination.
因为他知道神爱他，他也爱神，这是一个自然的一个回应。
Because he knew that God loved him and he also loved God, so he responded naturally.
他不会停止，一直到他完成神交托给他的计划为止。
He wouldn't stop until he could accomplish God's plan.
如果他自己不可以完成，他就交给他的儿子以撒。
If he could not accomplish God's plan, he would give the plan, he would actually teach Isaac to accomplish the plan.
儿子不可以完成，就交给孙子去完成。
If Isaac could not accomplish the plan, it will be turned over to the grandson.
他的孙子就是雅各，后来被神给他一个名字叫以色列。
And his grandson is Jacob, who is later called Israel.
这就是对神的信心的一个爱的承诺。
And this is a commitment to God's plan because of God's love.
第四，要建造你梦寐以求的房子， 你必须要盼望你这个梦寐以求的房子被建成。
Fourth, to be able to build your dream house, you have a hope. You have to have a hope that this house is going to be built.
信心里面的盼望，这是我们盼望着神交托给我们的主权计划，那实现的一天，美好的一天。
It's a hope in the completion of your faith. It's a hope in the realization of God's eternal kingdom.
人生存不可以没有盼望。
We cannot live without hope.
盼望推动着我们去达到我们的梦想。
It's hope that motivates us to achieve our goals.
盼望推动着亚伯拉罕去得到神要给他的永恒的国度。
And it is hope that motivated Abraham to achieve what he has to achieve in God's kingdom.
在神里面，信心的盼望是盼望神的主权计划的成就。
And it is a hope.That God's kingdom will be accomplished.
希伯来书第十一章第十节说，因为他等候那座有根基的城，那就是神所经营、所建造的。
Hebrews 11 verse 10, for he was looking forward to a city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
亚伯拉罕对神的永恒的国度有盼望。
Abraham had hope in God's eternal kingdom.
神的国度的建造者是神
，and the architect of this kingdom is God。
在我们的生命当中，哪一天我们不需要用信心去过我们的每一天呢
？In our life, is there ever a day that we do not have to live by faith？
我们都明白，当我们无论由中国、台湾或者是香港来到美国的时候，我们都用了很大的信心啊。
Those of us who come from mainland China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, we came here by faith.
首先，我们要知道美国是一个怎么样的一个地方。
First, we have to know what the United States is like.
我们知道，哇，美国是一个有些不实际的想法，遍地黄金的一个地方。
Some people think that the United States is a place where you can see gold everywhere.
有人知道这里有自由，可以给我，哎，我将来我的子女很好的教育，很好的生活。
Some people think that this is a land of freedom, so that our children will have good education.
你知道了，你就同意了。
So you know and you agree.
所以你可以克服千辛万苦，由中国、台湾、香港来到美国。
So that motivates you to overcome a lot of difficulties to come to this country.
然后你看看，你过去这段时间付上多少，要去建立你在这里的家庭、事业，以致最终你可以成为美国的公民。
So see how much you have sacrificed to come to this country so that eventually you can be a citizen here.
然后你的子女可以成为美国的公民，享受美国一切的自由还有福利。
And your children can be citizens of this country, and that they can enjoy the freedom here.
有些人可能还在这个辛苦在搏斗的过程当中，你们都用了很大的爱的承诺，要达到你们这个梦想。
And a lot of you are still struggling in this process, and you have committed so much and given so much love to accomplish this.
但因为对未来有盼望，你被这个盼望推动着你继续的努力，你不放弃。一直等你达到这个目标为止。
Because you have hope, for this to be accomplished, and that motivates you to continue to achieve this process.
如果对我们今生的短暂的目标，我们都需要用信心的话，何况对于永生、将来永不能失去的，我们更加需要信心。
If for these short-term goals in this life that you have to have so much faith.Let alone the eternal goals in the next life.
没有信心，我们不可以成就任何有价值的事情。
Without faith, we cannot achieve anything that has value.
毕城华人基督教会的弟兄姐妹们，我们最终的家是我们的天家，不是在这里。
Dear brothers and sisters, our eventual home is the eternal home in heaven, not here.
主耶稣随时会再来，我们不知道什么时候，然后他会建立，最后。新天新地，那才是我们最后的归宿啊。
And Jesus Christ is going to return and ultimately establish the new heavens and the new earth, and that is our eternal home.
如果你真的像亚伯拉罕那样 对神的永恒的国度有盼望、有信心的话，那你会好像耶稣这样教我们祷告，我会也会跟着这样祷告。
If you actually have hope in the eternal kingdom, you pray like Jesus did.
耶稣在马太福音六章九节到第十节，他教我们怎么样祷告。
In Matthew 6, 9 to 10, Jesus taught us how to pray.
他说，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临。
So Jesus said, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
如果我们真的对神的永恒的国度有信心的话，我们会好像亚伯拉罕那样。
If we really have faith in God's eternal kingdom, we would be like Abraham.
我们会好像 Jim Elliot 一样。
We would also be like Jim Elliot.
去回应神给我们每一个人都有的大使命，这个呼召，去到甚至我们不认识的地方，去把福音传到普天之下。
And we would respond to God's great commission and to go to places where we do not know to spread the gospel to people who have not known Christ.
为什么我们要这么积极地去把福音传到普天之下，而不是光在 Baton Rouge 呢？
Why do we have to spread the gospel to the ends of the world instead of just in Baton Rouge?
因为你期盼神的永恒的国度的降临。
Because you are hoping for the coming of God's eternal kingdom.
神的国度的降临和福音传到地极息息相关，有着紧密的关系。
The coming of God's kingdom and the spreading of the gospel are two very related things.
马太福音二十四章十四节说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Matthew 24:14 says, And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
根据2002年全球宣教的一个统计，
According to the year 2002 global missions statistics,
当时全世界的人口有超过62亿人。
The world population was about 6.2 billion.
在当中有 33% 的已经听过福音并且成为基督徒。
33% of the people have already heard the gospel and have become Christians.
有 40% 的人听过了说我不要，我不信。
40% of the people have heard the gospel and decided not to accept the gospel.
有 27% 的人仍然没有听过福音。
And about 27% of the people have still not heard the gospel.
27% 的人还没有听过福音。
27% of the people have not heard the gospel.
那就是差不多20亿的人还没有听过福音。
That means about 2 billion people have not heard the gospel.
然而投资在宣教工作上的资源大概只有 2%。3%是摆在这些没有听过福音的这些人身上的。
Yet only about 2-3% of all Christian missionaries actually reach out to these people.
所以你看，我们的资源并没有很好的去运用，去要期盼神的国度的降临。
So you can see that we have not made the best use of resources to hope for the coming of God's kingdom.
然而，在历史上第一次我们看到。没有听过福音，没有信耶稣的那群人，已经比起信耶稣的人已经少了。
But still, it's the first time in history that there are fewer non-Christians who have not heard the gospel than people who have accepted the gospel.
是因为有宣教士，有神给他们这样的意象，他们去了这些福音为未到之地。
It's because God has given the vision to these missionaries.Who are actually going to these places where people have not heard the gospel?
200年前就是我们的中国。
200 years ago, it was China.
现在中国有多少的信徒？
How many believers are there in China now?
在这里的都是中国人。
We are all Chinese here.
这真是一个奇迹啊！中国人竟然愿意信耶稣。
It's a miracle that the Chinese can come to know Christ.
这全是神的圣灵大大的工作。
is the great work of the Holy Spirit.
我们已经在宣教的一个最后的后期。
We are in the very last stage of the Great Commission.
我们真的可以盼望，我们可以在我们所见的时日，看到福音的工作可以传遍地极，然后我们看到神的国度降临。
We can really anticipate that the gospel will be spread to the ends of the world in our lifetime.
内城华人基督教会的弟兄姐妹们，让我们紧紧的定睛在神永恒的国度的实现，然后我们才能够用信心去回应神的呼召。
Dear brothers and sisters of our church, look intensely on the eternal kingdom in order to respond faithfully to go to unknown places and make a big difference for God's kingdom.
甚至我们愿意去一些偏远的、从没去过的地方，为的是把福音传给那里的人。
So we can even go to places far, far away, and we can spread the gospel there to peoples there.
去为神国做大事，
to make a big difference in God's kingdom.
做有永恒价值的事情，
to do things that have eternal value.
我们的信心必须要在我们的行动上看到。
Our faith must be manifested in our actions.
我们怎么样可以回应神给我们每一个人的呼召呢？
How do we respond to God's calling?
有六件事情可以做。
There are six things we can do.
第一，我们要不断地去培养我们对神的爱，还有对世上灵魂的爱。
First, we have to develop a heart of love for God and for those who are still lost.
有时间就想想，你信了耶稣之后，你得到多少的祝福？很多是属灵的永恒的祝福。
Think about how much blessing you have received after you have come to know Christ.
又想想，这个世界上有多少的人仍然流离失丧，活在罪的捆绑当中，最后，如果不相信耶稣为他们救主的话，还要沦落到在地狱永远的受苦。
And think about how many people are still living in the bondage of sin, and that if they don't come to know Christ, they will be doomed in eternal hell.
第二，我们要去看，去听。我们要知道神在普世所做的是什么工作。
And number two, we have to read about God's work in the world.
然后我们就知道我们怎么样去为神的普世的工作去祷告。
So we know how to pray for God's work in the world.
有机会吃饭的时候看看那个壁报板上有很多宣教士的资料，我们去看，然后我们知道怎么样去为他们祷告。
When you have a chance, maybe when you have church lunch,You can go to the bulletin boards and see what's going on with the missionaries.
第三，我们用爱心去支持、鼓励那些在前线作战的这些宣教士们。
Number three, we have to support and pray for the missionaries who are at the front lines in the work of spreading the gospel.
可以为他们祷告。
We can pray for them.
就快感恩节，很快圣诞节了。
Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up.
寄给他们一个电子邮件或者一封信，
send them an email or send them a letter，
鼓励他们，
to encourage them，
送上一份有心意的礼物，
maybe we could also send them a gift，
不在乎多少钱，
doesn't matter how expensive it is，
可以成为他们的鼓励，
can be an encouragement to them。
如果你真的知道他的需要，你送给他的这份礼物可以满足他的一个很大的需要。
If you know what their needs are, maybe your gift could also satisfy their needs。
第四，我们可以参与短宣。
Number four, we could also participate in short-term missions.
我们要有机会的时候走出 Baton Rouge， 看看神在其他国家所做的大的作为。
When we have a chance, we have to go out of Baton Rouge to see what God is doing in the other peoples.
并且在宣教的短宣的这个当中学习怎么样依靠神，磨练我们的信心。
And also to learn to how to depend on God and also to train our faith.
第五，如果你现在工作很忙很忙，你有工作的话。
Number five, if you are very busy at work,
忠心的去做好你的工作。
Then do your work faithfully.
当你做工作，你要透过你的工作去彰显神的爱，并且让你的同事可因此也经历到神的爱。
So you can show God's love in your work and that your colleagues can also see God's love.
透过你的工作，你也想怎么样可以透过我的工作，好像是俗世的工作，去达到神在我工作上要达到的永恒的计划。
So you can show, even though that this is secular work, but you are still participating in God's eternal plan.
第六，如果你是学生，你还在念中学或者大学的。
Number six, if you're still at school, even high school or college.
好好的念好你的书。
Study well.
因为只有你忠心的去念好你的书，将来你真的神呼召你，你才会预备好自己去忠心的服侍神。
So you will be equipped if God one day calls you to serve Him.
读神学真不容易，如果没有好的这个基础，你会觉得很困难。所以在这个阶段，如果神呼召你，你要好好的念好你的书，为的是将来去好好的预备服侍神。
Going to seminary is a very difficult thing, so you have to have a very strong foundation to prepare yourself for that.
但现在在你的学业上，你也可以去彰显你对神的爱，给你的同学们看到。
You can also show God's love to your classmates by studying hard.
如果做基督徒是整天愁眉苦脸的，有谁想做基督徒？
If you always look depressed,who would want to become a Christian?
去爱你的同学，也把神在你身上的大的作为、喜乐、各样的属灵的果子彰显出来。
Love your classmates and also show them the fruit of the Spirit.
如果你不可以在当地忠心服侍神，你更加不可以在远方、在宣教的工厂去忠心的服侍神。
If you cannot serve God faithfully where you are, how can you serve God faithfully in faraway places?
因为在宣教的工厂上的挑战是更加大的。
Because in the mission field, the challenges are great.
神所拣选的也是要忠心预备好自己服侍他的人。
Whoever is chosen by God, he or she will also have to prepare himself or herself.
简单来说，我们要在当地，我们去做我们神托付给我们的工作。
So we have to do what God has given us where we are.
但我们却不可以失去了我们对于永恒国度的这个眼光。
But we cannot lose the vision on the eternal kingdom.
经常想，我现在在这里所做的，和神的永恒的国度，神在全世界各地所做的工作，有什么关系？
We have to think about the connection between what we do where we are and also the eternal kingdom and the work that is done in faraway places.
用英语来说就是 act locally, think globally. 好，不是每一个人都可以做长期的宣教士。
Not everybody is going to be a full-time missionary.
但我们每一个人都可以参与神托付给我们的大使命，包括宣教的工作。
We all have to participate in God's great commission.Including mission work.
做刚才我所提议的那六件事情。
And we can do the six things that I just proposed.
好，让我们一起来祷告，求神帮助我们真的可以实践他的大使命在我们的生命当中。
So let's pray together.
亲爱的慈边的天父，你的爱真的很大。
Dear Heavenly Father, your love is great.
你的爱大的我们很难想象。
It's so great that we cannot imagine it.
你不单爱在 Baton Rouge 的华人，还有其他的不同民族的人。
You love not only the Chinese people and other peoples in Baton Rouge.
你爱全世界各地每一个民族的人。
You love all different nations in the whole world.
神啊，求你给我们你这样广阔的爱。
Gives us this global love.
让我们不但在当地中心的侍奉里，也经常想到普世天国的事情。
So that we don't only serve you locally, but we also think about what's happening in the other places.
让我们学习亚伯拉罕。
Help us learn from Abraham.
让我们学习 Jim Elliot.
Help us learn from Jim Elliot.
他们信心的榜样。
They're example of faith.
让我们不但知道应同神的主权计划，我们更加愿意有爱的承诺去实行神天国的计划。
So that we not only know and agree with God's plan, but we also commit to it with love.
让我们对神永恒的国度的美好有着大大的盼望，让这个推动我们所做的每一件事情。
So that we can have great hope for this eternal kingdom, and that it motivates us to do God's work.
让我们做有智慧的人。
So we can become people with wisdom.
让我们愿意放弃我们不能保存的，去得到我们不能失去的。
Help us to give up what we cannot keep to gain what we cannot lose.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。阿门。
We pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.